living problems. Everybody just take a breath. We're not here to cause them. We're here to solve them. Chris Stanfield, Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, one of our Rosie certified plumbers here in Maricopa County area. Wherever you're listening to us in the great state of Arizona, know that we've got certified plumbers you can trust in every single neighborhood you can hear us in. So don't make the mistake of going outside the Rosie network to look for help. Let's talk about the fact that sometimes we get to houses that are experiencing too much pressure. A lot of people get spoiled like that because they like to step in the shower and actually feel like they're sitting under a pressure washer.
Yeah, they sure do. I mean, but who doesn't, though, right?
Yeah, man. Yeah. So we're trying to dial it in at about that 60, 65 pounds. And many times you talked about up on high on a hill. A lot of times we're dealing with much lower than that, maybe as low as 40 or less. At the bottom of the hill, sometimes we're dealing with 70, 75, 80. What's the highest you've ever seen a house living under?
Well, I've seen it over 120.
Woo, baby. All right. So how do we assess it? How do we take a look at it? And what are our recommendations?
You can assess it simply by just getting a gauge at almost any hardware store or water gauge and screwing that onto your hose bib and then turning the hose bib on. And that'll give you the pressure that it has.
And the key is make sure every other water appliance in the house is turned off. The sprinklers aren't running. The pool filter's not running. Nobody's taking a shower. All the water's off. You simply screw this gauge onto the hose bib where the water comes into the house. That's what we call a water manifold. And you turn the hose bib on full blast. It goes to a certain setting. It tells you what the PSI is, registers it, then you just turn the hose bib off and you're done.
Yeah, that's right.
And you can buy one of those gauges for, I think, under $15, can't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I think so. They even have gauges now that will have a dial on it and will show the highest gauge. Like if you leave it on for 24 hours, it'll show the highest pressure that's in that 24 hours.
And it can change.
Yes, it does. Definitely changes.
Yeah, when a lot of sprinkler systems are on and people getting ready to go to work and showers are running, men are shaving, the ladies are showering, the sprinklers are running all through the neighborhood, it could drop.
Yes, it does.
Significantly. Okay, so we're too high. What do we do?
Well, if you're too high and you're sure it's because the city pressure is coming into your house that high, what you can do is, and what you should do to protect your house, is to put a pressure regulator on.
Okay, and that is mounted where?
Normally that mounts on the front of the home near the water main shutoff.
And that's as big as a Volkswagen or big as a shoebox?
No, smaller than a shoebox.
Okay, so not much bigger than a typical vacuum breaker valve that you would see mounted to your line right there to feed your supply, sprinkler system.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, about that size. And that's adjustable. You can dial that up or down, right?
Yes, they are adjustable. You can put your gauge on and then adjust it to the pressure you want.
Okay. Now, once you do that, are you creating any problems down line in the house?
You could be, because what that does is creates what's called a closed loop. Water only goes one way. It can't go back out. If you don't have one, the water will actually go back and forth through the meter. So that can then cause a problem of, if your heater heats up, that can actually raise the pressure inside after the pressure valve. And so sometimes you need to also add a expansion tank on as well.
Where is that mounted?
That's usually mounted on the cold side at the water heater.
Okay. And that's the size of an oxygen tank or the size of a water heater?
That's the size of a small oxygen tank.
Okay. All right. So a big shoebox.
Yeah.
Okay. So that mounts there. That allows the expansion and contraction of the water as it changes temperatures through the day, as the water heater is turning on and off, and maintains that constant 60 pounds in the house.
Yes.
Okay. Now, we always tell people, if you're excessive pressure, if you've got the plumber out there and they're putting on a pressure regulator, that is a great time to get rid of those old on-off gauge valves.
Yeah, or even an old on-off ball valve. I mean, you want to make sure it works. That's the most important part of the house, is you can shut the water off.
Make sure you know where that is. Yeah. Everyone, that's the number one thing in home ownership that ought to be on the very top of the to-do list. Where do I turn my water off in this house?
Yeah, because it's always the middle of the night or it's the wife home alone or the kids. If they know how to shut it off, they can save you a lot of grief.
And gate valves are notorious for failing at the wrong time.
Yes.
And then when you do try and crank them down,
they'll break often.
Very.
You might
often get
the water shut off, but getting it back on could be a problem.
Could be a real problem. It just embeds into all that calcified seating of the little valve set. And you just, when you're trying to break it back out, the stem breaks.
Yep.
And it's just a mess.
Happens all the time.
So we get rid of the old gate valves, and you know you have a gate valve if you go out to your house and where the water's coming into the house, you have that riser, that piece of pipe that's coming up out of the ground, and it's a round dial valve that you turn righty onny, lefty offy.
That's right.
Okay. That's a gate valve. We used them for years.
You have done plumbing before.
I've watched it done. then we upgraded. I want to say the early 90s, we started seeing these ball cock valves. Was it much before that?
No, that's about when they really started getting popular, the quarter-turn ball valve, and they work great.
They're much more reliable, much easier to use.
Yes.
So go ahead and have the plumber put the ball cock valve on, put the pressure regulator on, and then you have the option of whether or not you need the equalization tank in there mounted by the water heater.
Yes.
All right.
Then that would protect you.
All right. Now we've got water into the house, and we got it at the right pressure. Let's go to a couple calls and see if we can help folks take care of Kay in Scottsdale, who's been on hold the longest. Let's see if we can pick her up and get her question. Good morning, Miss Kay.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for your service to the community.
Do we have Kay?
Yes, you do.
Well, the question's on galvanized pipes. In general, we're in Scottsdale, we're probably looking at some old pipes that she's probably wondering how long before I've replaced, or she's got some leaks. What advice can we give galvanized pipe homeowners?
You usually know the big complaint, if it isn't leaking, you get a lot of rusty water because the galvanized pipe does rust on the inside, and you first turn on a faucet, you'll see rust come out, and sometimes it's some people still just have just the main that's still galvanized, and sometimes it's the whole house. So, yeah, if you have galvanized piping, it was put in many years ago, and you're definitely at the end of that service life of the pipe.
And the pressure gets lower and lower and lower because the pipe rusts from the outside in, and it's just like your blood vessels getting plaque built up. It just gets smaller and smaller and smaller. When we get back, we'll finish answering Kay's question about galvanized pipe and your question as well. Joe and Scottsdale and Art and Duke.